Hughesy and Kate catch up.
Hello, everyone. Hughesy and I are off on holidays at the moment, not together.
No, separate, completely separate.
But we couldn't leave you without a bit of Hughesy and Kate greatness.
We'll be back in 2019, but until then, enjoy some of our favourite bits from this year.
131060, we want to know if you've ever heard this.
You're fired.
I got fired from being a petrol attendant. You know when they used to have petrol attendants, people who'd put your petrol into your...
I was fantasising about them today when I filled up my car.
Well, I got fired. And you know what?
Did they go self-serve?
No, they just fired me, and it was ridiculous.
Fired.
I cleaned someone's windscreen while I was doing it, squeegeed their windscreen.
Oh, that's good.
And the guy said, no one's ever done that while I've been here in 10 years. And I said, well, I'm doing it today. Got fired at lunchtime.
You're fired.
Did they say why?
No, he just said, nah, you're out. What? Nah, not going to work out.
All right. People have been fired for ludicrous things.
Sophie, why did you get fired?
I left some hot donuts on one of the office chairs.
You're fired.
But hang on, why did you get fired for that?
It left a slight stain, but the office chair was broken. It was meant to go to the tip like 4 months previously.
Really? Did it leave a greasy mark, which is always embarrassing when you stand up from an office chair and there's a mark
but
on
was
it.
Was that the straw that broke the camel's back? Had you been a terrible employee up until that point?
No, that was it. And I was shocked. And all the, it was a medical centre, so the doctors were shocked. And all the donuts were for the staff. So
and who doesn't love someone who brings donuts to work?
Well, she didn't bring them. You didn't bring them to work, though.
I bought them at lunchtime. She bought
them
to
and
share.
Left them on a chair for share.
That's the worst story I've ever heard
terrible.
In my life.
Terrible.
That's a shock. That should be a movie.
A rom-com.
She got sacked for leaving everyone donuts
but wait,
on their chairs.
More.
I'm scum real.
Hello, Cameron.
God. Hello.
What you got sacked?
I did.
From?
I paint shop. So I paint a bit of shop.
Like a car paint shop.
Yeah. Why do they sack you, Cameron?
Because I very rarely paid attention.
You're fired.
Like, I'll pay attention for like 15, half an hour and get bored and just...
You drift
right.
Well, I mean, it sounds like possibly that wasn't, you weren't cut out to, how old are you now, Cameron?
28.
You're 28.
And how long ago was that?
11 years ago, so
and
I was 17.
Did you go on to another better job?
Yeah, I actually, it's going to sound pretty funny, but I actually build and produce septic tanks out of fiberglass for a Japanese company.
Yeah, it sounds like
he's making
a fortune is what he's saying. Are you rich now, Cameron? Are you swimming in cash?
Well, I wouldn't say that.
You learnt to pay attention, didn't you, Cameron?
Really well.
I did.
For example, Katie, if he had paid attention at the paint shop, he'd still be there.
Yes.
If I hadn't got sacked from the dishwashing, maybe I'd still be dishwashing.
Still be there.
You know, I might be still pouring the petrol.
No, you wouldn't be because there's no people who pour the petrol anymore.
But I might have moved on to be inside the shop.
Tell us what happened to you, Dan.
So I was 16 or 17 and I was working at Amart All Sports.
Oh, yeah.
I was a pretty impulsive kid. And they just got these paintball guns out the back. You know, the ones you could load the canisters up. I think they banned them because they were too dangerous.
Mm. All right, yeah.
Anyway, I've loaded one up and I started shooting it against the back wall. And just, of course, my boss comes around the corner and he just looks at me and grab your stuff, get out, mate. See you later.
You're fired.
Oh, for God's sake, if you can't practice.
But also.
It's the product.
How can you answer the customer's
exactly.
questions?
What's it like? How's it like shooting it indoors?
Craig,
what happened?
Well, I used to work doing night bill when I was about 15 in Coles.
So did my brother.
Yep, and I stole a packet of PK chewing gum with my supervisor about 5 metres behind me.
You're fired.
That's disappointing.
One of my friend's mates got sacked, Craig, for dropping a pallet of yogurt because he wanted to eat it. Mm. And same thing, he got sacked.
You know what? I'm going to put my hand up. I don't know if I told you this. I stole a jumper when I worked at Woolies once.
Oh, yes. I remember that. You've told me.
Have I told you that?
Yeah, but how did you get caught?
I never got caught. We're coming back in 2019.